Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
I hate gift giving and receiving.
Receiving gifts is so weird. What do you say, thank you?
This is Coffee Convos with Kale Lowry and Lindsay Crisley.
I really want you to be in your feels, Kale.
That does not interest me whatsoever.
I feel very attacked by you.
A spirited discussion about motherhood, friendship, family, and life in the public eye.
I'm just not with the fakery anymore.
There's a fakery bakery around here.
Here's Kale and Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay and Coffee Combos, Kitty Gang listeners.
Good morning. How are you?
I love your hat. Is that a corduroy texture?
It is.
I love that.
I feel like I'm a hat queen. Like if I was going to create anything that people would be like, oh, that's her, it would be a hat.
A hat line. Definitely. Because you wear them all the time.
Literally almost every day of my life. And I am not wearing makeup again today because I had a skin appointment this week and I was just like, you know what? I'm just not going to put on makeup because I had the microneedling done and sometimes I get like a little dry from having that done. So I'm like, I don't want to put like makeup on top of it to like dry me out more. So it's just going to, I'm a skincare queen again this week. And also, I don't know if you guys can see, but yes, I did have my lips redone and I have to tell you, my schedule is impeccable, but my timing is not. And, had a meeting at the school for Jackson with the entire administrative staff and his teacher. And I had to go in there with busted up lips. And I'm like, okay, how do I avoid actually going to this? But like, I need to go to this because I don't want them to see me looking like this because they're going to think that I am like a battered person.
They're going to think you're deranged.
Deranged, battered. Like my lips were yesterday, honey, my lips, Jackson got in the car when I picked him up from school and he was like, mom, something's going on with your lips. Like, I don't know what it is, but it looks like they have bruises. And I'm like, and that's beauty, honey.
And that's beauty is pain sometimes. That's just the way it goes.
It is. I need to ask you this question and I want to know, be honest, like if you do it.
Okay.
Do you use one of these things?
A toothbrush?
No. This is a razor for your face.
Yes, I do use that.
Okay. So I posted this on Instagram last week and got so many mixed reviews about people saying that you should be doing this or you shouldn't and people faking like they were like estheticians telling me what to do and shit. And my skincare provider recommended these for my face because she said that if you are basically investing in your skin and skincare and you've got that layer of, it's called vellus hair.
It's like peach fuzz, right?
It's essentially, the official term is vellus hair, but it is like peach fuzz.
Okay.
When you remove that layer, then your products seep in so much better because you're not trying to penetrate through something before getting to your skin.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Actually, I had a photographer recommend that to me a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was so weird. She was like, your makeup will just go on so much smoother and things like that. But because I have PCOS and hair can be a problem, I'm almost afraid if I use it on my whole face for that reason that I'll start to get like thicker hair or darker hair. So I only use it on my upper lip, especially because the other day Elijah called me out and was like, don't get mad for what I'm about to say, but you kind of have a little bit of hair right here. And I was like, okay, I'll take care of that. No problem.
Okay. Wait, on that point, before we move on about this little guy, do you like to have a partner that will tell you, like, you have a booger, you have something in your teeth, like, you need to shave, your lip is hairy, your coochie lip needs to be shaved. Like, do you like that partner? Or do you like the partner that just lets you like ride and it bothers them, but they don't tell you?
As much as it made me uncomfortable for him to tell me I had a mustache, I was like thankful.
Broke a barrier.
And like if I have a booger, like that is number one, like the worst, cringiest thing that like someone could tell you. I don't know why. I just feel that way. But I would rather him tell me or a partner tell me than to just let it rock. You know what I mean? Like I need to know how – he don't care about my legs being hairy or if my cat's not shaved. But I do want you to tell me if I, you know, have a mustache or there's something in my teeth or – yeah, I definitely want that as much as I hate it.
Don't be that friend or that significant other that just lets the person ride in public knowing that it's something that's embarrassing, but you're too embarrassed to tell them, but you're going to allow them to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Like just tell them. Just be like, bro, like you've got something in your teeth. I used to pick shit out of Will's teeth all the time.
Elisha always has like, cause he wears hats all day. He wears, his beanies or his hard hats. And so when he takes them off from like the sweat and like the irritation, I'm assuming he always has pimples. And I'm like, let me pop them. And he hates it. He hates it. But I'm like, I'm not going to let you walk around like that. You're not walking around with a giant fucking pimple in the middle of your forehead.
Okay. Some people though, I know that you're not supposed to pop it.
I know, but I can't help it.
But I can't help it. It's something, it's literally something wrong with me. It's some type of, I don't want to say disease because that's the wrong word, but what's it
mental
called?
Illness?
It is a mental illness. Like if I see it, I'm going after it. Like I'm going after it hard.
I have created a monster though, because Lux and Creed both dig in all of our ears. If they see dry skin, if they see eye boogers, if they see anything, like Lux lives to pick out Creed's toe lint. Like anything that Lux can pick at or Creed can pick at, they do.
That is so funny. And that to me is definitely a you trait that they inherited. That's something that you probably do. I could see you waking up with your kids and like picking out their like eye sleep and their boogers and like looking in their ears. Like that's definitely a Kaylin Lowry thing.
Well, I asked them if I could please use the nose Frida on all of them. And
no.
They all said no.
No, we're not using the nose Frida. Like that's just too much. Like I am fine with the thing that they have at the hospital, like that sucker.
Because you don't see it and you don't have to put your mouth on it.
But the thoughts of me putting my mouth on something and then snot come, no, 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 ma'am. That's not happening. I think about all these new inventions that they have for kids now. And I'm like, you know what? Thank God that they didn't have that. Like, okay, this is another weird one. Because I was talking about this with someone yesterday about buttholes and like putting, you know, like cream, you know, like if your asshole gets chapped or something like when you're a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. You just throw some diaper rash cream.
Yeah. But you just like use your finger and like put it on there and then you just like wipe it on the diaper, you know, and then just like
Yeah.
Now they have fucking spatulas that like people roll around in their diaper bags. And I'm like, first of all, who has time to get out a spatula and put the little bum cream on there and then like smear it on there like you're a cake maker? Like that's not what we're doing.
No, absolutely not. And also I use Q-tips for that. Like we could use Q-tips, but I saw – so Creed's still in diapers. I have no intentions of potty training him until at least this summer because he can be naked.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to exchange like some diapers that I had for him. And number one, the store took a $5 restocking fee.
You
for
told us that about the restocking fee?
That pissed me off. But
things that pissed me off.
So when I was at the thing doing the exchange or whatever for diapers that fit him, there was this little product and I think I have a picture of it and it was like a picker specifically for like noses, ears, boogers. It wasn't a nose Frida, but I believe it was by that brand. And I was low-key kind of disgusted and I'm not one of those people who can watch like pimple popping videos or anything like that. I'll do it on my kids and stuff, but I will not do it for other people. Here it is. It's called a Frida Baby, and it's a 3-in-1 nose, nails, and ear picker.
I mean, that would be something, honestly, that I would probably have.
Do you see this little part right here, this, like, thing?
Yeah. But what do you do with that?
So you can stick it in their nose to scrape out hard boogers or
– No one has boogers long enough in there for them to get hard because my kid, no.
like cream if I and see Luxe it, still have a hard time blowing. They always, when I'm like, okay, blow your nose, they go and they suck in. And I'm like, that is literally the bane of my existence.
Okay, wait, this is another question that I have to ask you because I talked about this with someone else the other day too. Are you the type that gets in the shower and you do all your nose picking and blowing in the shower? Or are you going to be the type of person that might be sitting in carpool digging boogers out of your nose? Like, which one are you?
I have never picked my nose in the shower.
I always pick my nose in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. Like anytime I get in the shower and I wash my face, like I just like dig in my nose and get like any types of like things out of my nose, clean it like all out, blow it.
Does it hurt?
No, not at all. And then like I have the cleanest nose and then I use like a, I stole it from Will a while ago. It was a Manscaped, nose hair trimmer.
Yeah. I used this to use Hobbies. Clean.
Like it's clean, baby. I love it so much.
I did not know that nose hairs was going to be a thing of my like late 20s, early 30s. So now that I'm about to be 31, like I regularly make sure my nose hairs are trimmed. I've even waxed my nose hairs, which I obviously told you on this podcast. But I didn't sign up for that. That's one part of life that I could do without. But yeah, I use my nose hair trimmer and I don't pick my nose in carpool or in the shower. I usually do it like if I go to the bathroom. Plus, also, I've been so congested the last several weeks that I just blow my nose and everything comes out. So I don't need to dig in there.
You know what my favorite is when you're wearing like a no makeup day like today, this will be my favorite day to blow my nose.
Because then you can just get it all the junk out.
You can just get all the junk out and you don't have to worry about like messing up your makeup on your nose and stuff. I wish there was some type of invention that you could successfully blow your nose. Maybe we should just roll around with those suckers.
Just get a nose, Frida, and suck your own boogers
out. Suck my boogers out. Wait, okay. And Tree Hut must have heard us talking because they sent me a little care package.
Same.
And did you try this one?
Is that vanilla?
Vanilla.
Yeah,
I didn't think I would love it, but I love it.
No, I love it. But I also dropped it on my toe, and my toenail is blue now. Like, let me see if I can.
This is the time of year that you lose your toenail.
It is.
Like
the big toe is right here.
Oh, yeah. That vanilla scrub did you dirty, honey. Like, she
Kristen
fucked you up.
Kristen told me to drill a fucking hole in it.
She fucked you up. Okay, and then we got to get moving on, but I needed to tell you something else. Okay. I am new to the air frying game. I've never used an air fryer until –
I'm not big on air frying.
Okay, well, because remember we talked about back – this was like a long conversation ago when air fryers – I think it was like during like COVID or something, and – Will got that air fryer and I was like, everything tastes the same and it smells like burnt plastic. You know, remember when we had that conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it might've been the air fryer that we had because I tried this new one that I got and it kind of looks like a robot. And I was a little
bit. Is it from QVC?
It is a QVC special. It's the Ninja Speedy and it has like all of these different settings on it. It's amazing. You can steam vegetables in it. You can pressure cook rice in it. You can air fry in it. And Kristen was telling me before we started recording that she was going to send me all these different episodes. Like I went and got these little salmon fillets. This is a Will Campbell special, by the way. He told me about this. They have these salmon fillets that are pre-seasoned with like blackened seasoning. And they come in the freezer section at Sam's. And you can just like lay one out and then got a Caesar salad kit to like mix up. I'm going to air fry that shit and eat that for dinner. And it's going to be so fucking good. I'm on the air frying game. If you don't have the Ninja Speedy, you need to get the Ninja Speedy. And they do have a QVC special for the rest of the month.
Not the QVC special.
They do. They do.
Whenever I was dating Malik, I had broken up with him towards the end of my, like somewhere in the middle of my pregnancy with Creed.
Yeah.
And so after I gave birth and I told him that I had Creed or whatever, a couple weeks had gone by and he's like, I'm going to come see you guys. This is when we got back together. You know what he got me as a gift for having a child? Like, you know how they have like a push present, even though he wasn't the dad, he got me a fucking air fryer.
Wait, I love a practical gift though. Like, I love a practical one. Like, if you're going to show up with, like, a spatula for my kid's butthole that you know that I'm not going to use. Like, I would much prefer the air fryer.
Yeah, I still have it.
Do you use it?
I'm not a super air fryer girly. I need to try a different air fryer because I don't really like the way that the food tastes in this particular air fryer. Although I did recently use it to reheat fries because fries are really iffy and it did do a good job on the fries. So
wait, this weekend I'm going to just be an air frying queen. So like I'm going to try to do everything on the weekend in just the air fryer. So I'll let you know. If it turns out, like what turns out good and what doesn't turn out.
Yeah. Take notes and help me out. Help a girl out. Because I know an air fryer is super helpful. It's quicker for like the kids and stuff. Coffee Convos podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. We want to remind you guys how important therapy is. Your mental health is important. With the new spring and summer seasons coming, you want to be in your best state of mind. And for me, I just bought a camper. I want to go camping and be happy and not be stressed out. And so I'm going to have to use my therapist to kind of vent and get everything, you know, off my mind so that I can be the best I can be when I go camping with my kids. You know what I mean? If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online.
You guys, it truly is so easy. And I love reading all of the messages that I get from listeners of this show that have started their BetterHelp journey. It's simple to get started. You just have to take the effort to do it, fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And listen, Kayla is absolutely right. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. And it helps you feel empowered and you feel more prepared to take on everything that life throws your way. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/coffee today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/coffee.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or do you want a bra that's comfortable? Well, that was a trick question because I know you want a bra that's both. And now you can have that thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration and the ick and the ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. This means that comfort and support are guaranteed. And ladies, at Third Love, size doesn't matter. Whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, which is pretty genius. So no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
P.S.
So
we need to tell everybody that when they hear this episode, you're actually going to be in Thailand. Like, you might be at the part of your trip where women are shooting ping pong balls out of their coochies.
Yes.
And it's going to be your fucking birthday. Happy 31st birthday.
No, it's 32 point. It's like 30.2. You know what I mean? It's like the second go around because I'm redoing my 30th since I hit depression and everything else. So I'm turning 30 again. But yes, I will be in Thailand when this episode airs and I will be absolutely going to a ping pong show and I can't fucking wait. But I need to tell you this.
Okay.
2 weeks ago on the podcast, we talked about, it might have been last week, we talked about how food is not as fresh in a to-go order.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted the group chat because I had
I know you did.
A wild hair up my ass, went up north, got chilies. I also took out money out of my emergency savings fund to buy something that we will talk about later on. And so I get Chili's to go. And when I first got the order, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like in my, I didn't say that, but in my head, I'm like, this is not what I ordered.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not the type to complain. So fuck it. I'm going to eat it anyway. Turns out it is exactly what I ordered, but it was like a different, it was almost like a different presentation, and it was not soggy. Everything was super hot, super fresh. Like, I literally could not believe it. And I was like, if all Chili's do this for their to-go orders, like, other restaurants need to take notes, because yep. it was fresh, it was crispy, everything was separated too. So if it had sauce, they separated the sauce from like the item so that it wouldn't make it soggy. And I was able to bring home a lot of the stuff to eat, because I ate some of it in the car, obviously, but once I got home, and it was still fresh. So I just wanted to say shout out to Chili's for that in Newark. Great job on your to-go order. It was fresh, not soggy, and I will be ordering takeout from them again.
I'm going to say Chili's is one of my favorite chain restaurants. Like, mm-hmm. I have always been a big Chili's fan. My dad and I used to hit up Chili's all the fucking time when I was in high school. And we would go and get that queso. They have it has like meat, and it's like a bean type queso. I think it's like Southwest queso or something like that. It's a little bit different. I've always thought that Chili's has the best chips. They're always mm-hmm. fresh. And they have the best chocolate molten lava cake. And it has like that hard chocolate on the top. And when you like crack it with your spoon, and then the shit just like drips out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's what I'm living for. I love Chili's so much. I will say a place that separates out their stuff is like Chinese or, sushi or whatever. And it's still not the same, even separated.
Hmm. That's a good point. You know, like, I didn't think about
rice,
that.
And then you get like your entree part with like your meat and whatever. It still yeah. does not taste the same as if you were eating that at the restaurant on their plate.
Yeah, you're right. And they're definitely significantly smaller portions. And also, Kristen brought up a good point. We were talking on the phone the other day, and she was talking about how, because she loves salads. And I'm always like, why are you getting salad when we go out to eat? But she said that when she orders salads, she's paying the same amount that she would inside the restaurant for one, a smaller portion, and two, she has to build her own salad, but she's paying the same exact amount. Well, and I'm like, not for nothing, but like, that's a really good fucking point. Like, yeah. you're paying the exact same price. So I need to know, for anybody who works in the restaurant industry, why is that? Why do you get a smaller portion when it's to go order? And why are we paying the same price for a smaller portion and have to build our own stuff? So
I guess
let me
they
know.
Figure that they're, here's my theory on that. It's more inconvenient, and they're spending money on like packaging for you to leave with it, then you would just be using something reusable inside the place. And also a server is not getting paid a tip.
Oh, we tip on our to-go orders. Kristen and I both do.
Yeah, but most people don't. I think most people don't.
Oh.
So I'm just wondering if there's like some factors in there. And then I also need to tell you about this time a couple of weeks ago that I ordered sushi for Jackson and I. And do you know that they tried to charge me for a separate container for like separate sushi rolls?
I'm sorry, what?
So you know how sometimes when you get sushi and you order multiple rolls, they'll put them like all in the same, if it fits like in one sushi container, they'll put them all like in that one?
Yeah, I've had like two rolls in one container.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't want my rolls touching. And how do you know that the same person's eating those rolls? Like, you don't. So if I'm ordering, let's say like five rolls and it comes in two packages, first of all, I want to know exactly like what rolls they are so that I'm not trying to play like the guessing game, because then that means that I have to eat one of each thing to figure out what it actually even is. Two, what if someone just wants to eat out of the container and Jackson wants to eat out of the container and I want to eat out of the container? We both can't. So I was like, let me get it like all separated out. Can you put this roll like in one thing and then these rolls in another? They were like, well, that will be a $2 upcharge for that. And I'm like, okay, well then just put them in the same thing, because I'm not paying $2 for some flimsy ass like little thing.
Wait, I got sushi last night and they put both my rolls on the same plate.
No, I don't like that.
But that is a good point, because I mean, even for people who have,
what if someone had an allergy?
Well, an allergy, a sensory situation. I know Isaac, my son, he does not like any of his food to touch. Mm-hmm. He will not eat something if it touches something else, even if the things go together. So like hibachi and stuff, like I brought him home takeout, but they put it in separate compartments.
Yep.
Which I think they already had those, so I didn't have to ask for it. But like, no, I could see what you mean. Like, I agree. I think I agree with you. Why you don't, you can't assume that the sushi is going to be eaten by the same person or, you know, whatever.
It's frustrating, but also we are a divided plate family, big mm-hmm. on the divided plate. It's like, absolutely love it. Don't want my shit touching. You and I have talked about this before about Thanksgiving, you letting all your shit roll together. Like, it might be going to the same place. That's the argument that most people have, but it's not going down all together.
Right.
So no, you're wrong on that.
I can't.
Outside of that, we've got Q&A. We've got a lot of shit to go through. Mm-hmm. I did want to give you just like one little brief update that we didn't get to cover on last week's episode, about the note that was found, Brian Laundrie's note that was found in that backpack that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like this family is so full of shit. Like, am I insensitive for saying that?
No, they are absolutely full of shit. They're so full of shit.
So this article says Brian Laundrie's mother explains burn after reading letter sought in Gabby Petito lawsuit. Roberta Laundrie is speaking out for the first time about a letter that she wrote to her son, Brian Laundrie, that she claims has nothing to do with Gabby Petito, but rather is a quirky letter that she wrote to help repair their relationship. Her attorneys filed a motion for a protective order on Monday seeking to block attempts by Petito's parents to make the burn after reading letter written to Brian Laundrie admissible as evidence in the upcoming civil trial between the two families. The Petito family says that the letter makes references to a shovel burying a body and helping Brian get out of prison. Do I think that there are situations that something could just be like a coincidence? Yes. But in this case, no, because there have been too many, if you just remember like a couple of like different things, I talked about him going missing and then being picked up by those hitchhikers. And he was like clean and didn't look like it looked like he had been like freshly showered and wouldn't have like really been missing. So people were speculating that he could have gone back to his parents. So there was that. And then I don't know if you remember when they were trying to locate him with that campground and the mom like signing up for a spot at the campsite. Remember that?
Yep. Yes, I do remember that.
There's just like been too many connections with the mother that causes me to raise my eyebrows about it. She says that she does not know the exact date that she wrote the letter, but she does know that she wrote it and gave it to Brian and Gabby before they left Florida for New York, which was on June 2nd, 2021. She said that she and Brian shared a love for books such as The Runaway Bunny and Little Bear. She claims one such book, Burn After Writing, was often the subject joke between her, Brian, and Gabby. And the reason that she wrote the burn after reading on the envelope, that was the reason why she wrote that on the envelope that was for her son. She said that she was trying to connect with Brian on repairing their relationship as he was planning to leave home and hoped that the letter would remind him how much that she loved him.
What was exactly on the note?
So we can post a copy of the note. It's really, really long, so I don't want to get into reading it. But essentially, there were just references regarding a shovel, burying a body, and how to get out, how she would be helping him get out of prison. I just don't see, although they could have had interest in same type of literature, could have
like too much
quirky sense of humor.
Too much of a coincidence.
Yeah. Like there's some things that are like too much of a coincidence.
Yeah.
And I don't believe her in this. And in the event that it was written ahead of, you know, them leaving to go to New York, I honestly don't believe that. But let's just say that it was. Why are you fighting so hard to have it not brought into evidence in court then?
Right. Like if you can prove that it came from your love of this other book and whatever, why not just allow it?
But I do have a copy of the letter because it was filed in court. So they did release that publicly. So I'll make sure when this episode airs that that gets posted for anybody who has interest in reading it. I just frankly think that this family's full of shit. So
yeah, they're definitely full of shit. I know that spring is around the corner, but I don't love to go shopping for new clothes for my kids or myself. So Stitch Fix has taken the legwork out of all of that for us. And when clothes are in a changing of season phase or they just don't fit, I don't want to go to the store. So Stitch Fix is the best way to get a new wardrobe and also discover new styles and brands just for you. I love that they curate outfits for me. So things that I typically wouldn't put together, they have a little style card that shows you how you can wear the outfits for your kids, for your whoever you're getting the fix for. And that's something I've really loved because it teaches me too how to put outfits together that I typically wouldn't.
So we're going to just think of Stitch Fix as our style partner. Your stylist is going to learn about your taste and they're going to collaborate with you on looks that you'll love. And I love getting this for Jackson so much. He also loves it, loves going through everything. And you guys are just going to go on there and all you have to do is just answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and the price range that you're buying in. And then they take all of that into consideration and they have a wide range of sizes available as well, from extra small to 3XL. They're going to find your perfect fit. They have you covered with over 1,000 brands and styles. It's so great because you can try your pieces at home before you buy. You're going to keep what you love, send back the rest. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. And the best part is there's no subscription required. You can simply order a refresh as needed, or you can set it and forget it with regular seasonal fixes. So you're going to be in control.
So if you guys want to try this, I highly recommend going right now to Stitch Fix because they're offering our listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/combos. That's stitchfix.com/combos for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/combos.
Kale, do you want to know where all the spring savings are this year?
I already know, Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price.
Get all you need for outdoor entertaining, like melamine dishware. I absolutely love shopping their outdoor stuff.
It's perfect. And there's something for the guys too with deals on brand name shirts.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. One question on the Q&A. Someone asked, well, requested, we need hot mom shower products from both girls. So I would be happy to share those. I feel like I've overshared them. And it's so weird because I don't know if people like don't if everybody just like doesn't regularly see stories or something, but I get the same request like over and over again. Like, yeah. Can you post this link? Can you post that link?
Yeah.
Do you do that too?
Yeah, I get them all the time. And sometimes I get frustrated, but I have to remember that like people that I see on social media, like I don't always see your stories. So sometimes I don't see your stories. And like, I regularly look at like yours, Chelsea's, Kristen never really posts, but, I'm trying to think like who else I post. And like, sometimes I miss them. Like, I don't know like what's going on or I don't see a post. And so.
See, I go to your page every day and just look at yours because I'm like interested in what's going on.
It's hard because even though I have like the link in my bio that has everything that I could have possibly ever linked in my life. And I have my highlights that have like anything that I link.
Yep.
No offense to anyone that's listening. I'm not trying to be rude. This is not me being like an asshole. I'm just saying like, check my links before you ask because they're most likely linked somewhere already on my page. And I don't want to be an asshole, but like, I can't get to everybody's messages. So yes, I do agree with you. I feel like I've linked Hot Mom products in my shower already. I did a TikTok back when they asked like months ago. So I'll reshare that one, but I have different products in my shower now than I did from that TikTok. So I'll post that. I'll repost that TikTok. And then I'll also do like a new one with my new shower stuff because I regularly switch out my products.
I have become a big product trying junkie.
Yes, it's horrible.
And to the point,
a blessing and a curse.
That like I will try something And if I hate it, I will give it like 1 second try. And if I hate it at that point, it's just going in the trash. So I do feel like I'm kind of a reputable source for Hot Mom products because I've tried the shit. And if I don't like it, you're not going to hear about it because I'm not going to talk about it.
You're funny because I'm the opposite. So if I don't like something because I spent money on it, I'll just use it anyway.
No.
Until it's all the way gone. Also, Kristen and I were talking yesterday about my Amazon problem. I have a very big Amazon problem and I order from Amazon probably 25 days out of 30 days in a month. And she was like, Kale, that's not normal. Like, that's absolutely not normal. But my thought process is if I can get it from Amazon, this is what Alexa said too. If we can get it on Amazon, we're not going to the store. But she was like, Lindsay doesn't do that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I order from Amazon at least 25 times a month.
I don't think I'm ordering from Amazon 25 times a month, but I feel like I am a spurtsy Amazon orderer. So like I'll get on there. And I think the more accustomed you become to being able to do it and don't have that inconvenience of going to the store. Once you like start regularly doing it, it becomes more of a habit to do it because you're always checking there first before you're going somewhere to get it. So like, for example, I put together or have started to put together Jackson's Easter basket. Mm-hmm. And I went on Amazon and there's like certain things that I need to go to the store to like specifically just like see with my eyeballs to see if it's like aesthetically pleasing for my Easter basket. And I'll get into that in a second. But then there's like certain staples that I'm like, I can just like Amazon this shit and it'll be great. I have had quite a few Amazon purchases in probably like the last 2 days because I also got into doing like this Free People dupes and I wanted to like try them.
Oh, can you also share those with me? Because I love Free People, but they're so fucking expensive.
Well, I got a couple things that I'm going to share when this episode airs. It'll be the same week that I'm going to share the stuff, but I'll send you the links to the stuff because they legitimately are dupes. And I'm kind of like in this phase where I used to be like more of a brand snob, but now I'm like, if Amazon has it and it's a dupe, I don't really care because I'm spending a fraction of the cost and I'm probably not going to wear it for as long as what it would have justified the spend.
Yeah.
You know? So mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to get a good season out of it. And if I get a good season out of it and it's like ratty as hell and like pilly and like whatever, I don't really care because like I got good use out of it.
I wanted to buy this neon Balenciaga shirt back before the scandal, like way before the scandal. And it was like $700. And I was like, the fact that if I were to spend this money on this fucking shirt, it's not a staple piece or like a neutral piece that could go with like a ton of things. It was a very specific neon jersey type of brand shirt. And I was like, I ultimately didn't get it. So Kristen, you should be proud of me. I should get coins for that. probably not after what I bought the other day. I decided not to get it because I was like, I would be able to wear this once on Instagram and then I can't ever wear it again.
Yeah, I've started to refrain from buying stuff like that. And I think that that's when my neutral girl vibes like started taking place. Mm-hmm. I became very, and it kind of started with like my changing of my hair and then being more comfortable not wearing makeup. And then it just kind of like all spiraled from there. And now most everything that I have, like, do I have some pieces that are like more colorful pieces? Yes, I've tried to like incorporate that. I was talking about on the Southern Tea that at one point I went into my closet and realized that everything was black. And I'm like, wow, I really look like I'm going to a funeral every day. So I need to like spice the shit up. But most of all of my stuff is like neutrals. And
I've also started wearing neutrals, like other than black, neutrals. I have, my office is now pink. Like I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone. And I think, I don't know for sure if this is a coincidence or if it's true, but I really think just I'm only 31, but like, I don't give a single fuck if someone doesn't like what I'm wearing. I'm not going to wear black because I'm comfortable and everyone, I'll look thin to other people. I don't care. I'm wearing whatever is comfortable, whatever I like. I'm buying pieces that are staples, that are neutrals, that I can kind of wear with any color. I want to wear just stuff that feels good. And I don't want to wear black all the time. So I've even gotten
I don't know if you're like this, but kind of sounds like it. Do you like to buy pieces that you can kind of like mix and match and make it look different with something else?
Yes.
Like I'm very into that.
And that's new for me because before I wouldn't do that. But now I'm like, I want to wear stuff that I can wear several different ways with several different things. And, you know, just like you kind of said about like getting a ton of use out of it for a fraction of like a brand name price. Like I just love that. So, I mean, even this is neutral. I have this in three colors. Also, one of my girlfriends was telling me that she doesn't put a lot of her things in the dryer because they'll pill and stuff. So especially if you're buying things from like Amazon or Shein, sometimes, not all the time, they're not as great of quality. So they last longer when you don't put them in the dryer. And I have always put them in the dryer. So I'm going to start not putting them in the dryer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you have to invest in like a drying rack, or if you have a closet that's like big enough to have like a drying section, because I have a drying section in my closet.
I saw that on fucking Amazon yesterday. It was like this like drying rack that like pushes up against the wall and then you can pull it out when you use it.
Yeah, it's so cool. But back to my Easter basket thing, because I was talking about it in the Kitty Gang for just like recommendations for, you know, like Easter stuff. When I was growing up, when my dad started dating Julie, she always would do these like extravagant Easter baskets for us. And it felt like Christmas and it was like so special to me. And I feel like now I do it for Jackson and I just like love like a pretty Easter basket. I don't know what it is. Do you do baskets for your kids?
No.
Well, you guys don't celebrate Easter.
I completely forgot about Easter until you said that you were preparing for Easter basket. Like that's so funny to me.
He is risen, ma'am. Yes.
Like, what does that mean?
Well, it's religious and we don't really get into that on this podcast. Okay. You know, but yes, I think that you should really take some time researching Easter. Okay. And
I'll do that while I'm in Thailand. I'll do it at one of the temples that I go visit Buddha.
Yeah, you should.
No, I will though. I seriously will.
I'm going to move on from the religious topic because we need to talk about our biggest icks in relationships. And
I have some written down.
I did relationship icks on the Southern Tea a couple of weeks ago and I was literally just like howling because I feel like I have so many of them that I kind of realized that I just probably don't need to be in a relationship at this point.
Let's hear some of your icks.
You want to hear mine?
Yes.
Someone else existing in my existence.
like why are you here? Someone else existing or breathing in my space is an ick.
Like, period. Why are you here? Like, okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you this one because you're going to very much relate to this. And I know it's probably icky to you too, but maybe less icky because I'm just not a good sharer. I've never been a good sharer. I don't share men. I don't share, like, I don't really like to share friends that much. I don't like to share, like, I don't like to share anything. When you have your own, we're going to call it an establishment, like your place. Mm-hmm. I don't like someone coming in my place and fucking up my shit and like using my shit.
Yeah.
Like use just what I tell you to use. Like you, this is not your house.
Well, that's like, I tell my kids when they have friends come over, especially Lux. Lux has done this more than any of my other kids, but he'll find out someone's coming over and he'll be like, so-and-so can't play with this. So-and-so can't play with that. And I'm like, okay, then make a section of designated toys that they can play with.
Yeah.
So similarly to what you just said, in my guest bathroom, I have all the things that people could need. You don't have to, you should not have to ask me for any of the stuff that I use. You shouldn't have to ask me for my moisturizer, my toothpicks, my toothpaste, my toothbrushes, anything that you need. Brushes. I have rubber bands that like for braids for the kids. I have kids mouthwash, adult mouthwash. I have literally anything and everything that somebody could need in the guest bathroom. That is what you use. Don't ask me to use my shit.
And if anybody is going to be a guest in my house, if it's not in there, to your point, then you should have fucking brought it. Don't ask me.
I'm the worst though, because I'm like, yeah, just go use what – I say this on the podcast, but like in real life, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Use whatever for my bathroom. I don't care.
Wait, I was talking about this in therapy yesterday about boundaries and my therapist – and this could be applicable or applicable, however you say it, to any like friend, relationship, kids, we have said boundaries, but then we get pissed off when someone doesn't adhere to them, but we allow them to cross them.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I'm going to bitch if you literally are in my bathroom and you're trying to use all of my shit. And I was like, yeah, just like grab it or whatever. But then I'm going to bitch about it. It's like, why the fuck did I even tell you to grab it? Like, no, actually don't.
No, actually don't. I also have such an oversupply of stuff in my bathroom that I'm like, I actually sometimes want people to use it because, like I said, I buy products and if I don't like them, I would rather have like other people use them and help me use them up, or I'll give them to my friends and stuff. So in that aspect, I'm like, yeah, do it. I don't care. But like, my toothpaste in my bathroom is my toothpaste. My mouthwash is my mouthwash. Like, Elijah better not ask me for it.
Like, you don't even ask.
Another thing that is a staple in our house right now is meal kits. And Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. We use these meal kits. I think I said this last week, but especially on sport nights when we have practice and things like that, because it's just so hard to go to the grocery store, wait in line, then you got to prep everything. The good thing about Green Chef meal kits is that it already comes with all the needed ingredients pre-prepped already so that you don't have to do any of that extra stuff. And then they also have options for every single lifestyle. So they have keto, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and gluten-free options. So I love that. You can always mix it up. You never have to stick with the same lifestyle option. And they have recipes that feature premium protein, seasonal, organic produce, and sustainably sourced seafood.
They also have recipes that you can cook, I think, like in less than 25 minutes, which is always like a go-to for me. One of them that I selected this past week was the chicken with creamy mushroom sauce. It's 25 minutes, jasmine rice, kale, walnuts, so good. And then I'm a big salmon fan. It was a 30-minute recipe, and it's a pecan-crusted sockeye salmon with creamy kale and roasted carrots. So those are two that I got last week. I also love that Green Chef is the only meal kit that is both carbon and plastic offset, and they offset 100% of the carbon footprint as well as 100% of the plastic in every box. So if you guys would like to try, you can go to greenchef.com/convo60 and use code convo60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that is greenchef.com/convo60 and use code convo60 to get 60% off plus free shipping, the number one meal kit for eating well. Kale, do you want to know where all the spring savings are this year?
I already know, Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price.
Get all you need for outdoor entertaining, like melamine dishware. I absolutely love shopping their outdoor stuff.
It's perfect. And there's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Another one of my icks is no one cleans my kitchen better than I clean my kitchen. So, like, don't even try.
For that reason, don't even try.
Actually, don't even cook at my kitchen.
Lux has been having this thing where he's been cleaning his bathroom. He loves cleaning his bathroom with like the Clorox wipes and Clorox. Yesterday before bed, he tried to clean his bathroom and I'm like, can you stop spraying Clorox everywhere? You're going to get it on your pajamas. Like, knock it off.
Yeah.
Nobody can clean his bathroom like he can clean his bathroom. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I very much relate to Lux in that regard. And I'm just like, let me do it. Like, I don't want someone folding my laundry. Like, if you think you're helping me, you're actually disturbing me.
Okay.
Like, okay. I don't need someone to fold my laundry. I don't need someone to make my bed for me. I don't want people using my shit. I realize that this has become like my safe place.
Okay.
And I don't want people disturbing my fucking safe place.
And I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. I think that's, I think a lot of people probably share that same, those same feelings.
Yeah.
With that you do, that you have.
Okay,
so I don't have all of the same feelings because I think, I don't know. I don't know if it's people pleasing or I just don't, I don't know.
Give me some of your icks.
Icks. Well, I have a rule at my house now where if you come home in your work clothes and you stay in your work clothes, that means that you want to continue working. So I'm going to give you a list to do.
Oh, I love that one. Will used to do that when he came home from Sprint. And I was like, get those fucking clothes off. Like, we're not at Sprint anymore.
So literally if Elijah, because Elijah will come home and like linger in his work clothes that have concrete all over them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, so you want to keep working because you're still in your work clothes. Mm-hmm. So I'll have him hang curtains. I'll have him do, you know, things in the garage. So things like that's not really an ick, but it's like something that I'm like, because he'll sit on the couch with his dirty clothes. And I'm like, please don't do that.
No, I used to have this. It was a big marriage fight that we would have all the time. And I'm like, you come in from outside, you straight up smell like outside. Like, stop laying on the linens. Like, you're
not the linens.
You're laying on like fabric that's absorbing this.
One of my biggest icks is that, Elijah, if you're listening, he will take a shower. And then when he gets out, he leaves the shower door open. Why? Why are you leaving the shower door open? Close the shower door.
Yeah.
It's glass. It could break. One of our cats, one of our animals, I could stub my foot on it, run into it because I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many, and none of those things have ever actually happened, but like, it could happen. So close the fucking door.
Is your, what do they call that? Suction, like this thing. Is it like suction dick? Is it on the door? Could you imagine, like, with it being, like, flung open and then just, like, the dick being
It just, like,
there,
wobbles.
It's just, like, wobbling around, like, the cat's trying to get to it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Oh, okay, another one. Hygiene.
Ugh.
Like, if I am spending my time and my money and my efforts on, you know, making sure that I am thoroughly clean, like, I'm going and getting my puss lips ripped once a month, like, to make sure that I'm clean downstairs. Like, I'm going to get my nails done. My toenails are always cut. Like, don't be crusty.
When I'm really putting Elijah on blast today, poor thing. When I first met Elijah, he used to have long nails and it would really gross me out, but he works in concrete and he said he would use them a lot, like with working stuff. And I said, I'm sorry, but this is a deal breaker for me. So since we met, he's been cutting his nails regularly. Like, I cannot do long nails on men, like long natural nails with like
dirt
or concrete or any kind of like, no, because then he also cooks and I don't want somebody with long nails with, you know, concrete under them.
Like,
yeah. So he cuts his nails regularly. And, I guess, you know, that saying, if they wanted to, they would. And he does.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm really weird about Jackson with like his nails and toenails.
Me too.
I can't. I'm like, you know, because I looked at him when I was helping him get his socks and shoes on this morning because he was in a lazy mood. So I was like, okay, we literally have to speed up. We're about to be late. And I was like, unfortunately for you, because you were being sorry as hell this morning laying around, I was the recipient of being able to help put on socks and shoes. And I noticed that your toenails need to be cut. So immediately prepare yourself when you get home and you get ready to take a shower that I will be clipping those dogs because they're barking.
I am the worst because this is so – I don't know if other moms do this. I'm very weird about my kids' ears and their nose and their nails. Like, I will check. I check their ears. I check their nose. I check everything. I check their nails. You're cleaning your fucking ears every time you shower. You need to be cleaning your ears every time you shower, or every time you need your nails clipped, you need to clip them after the shower. I don't have to, like, I don't know what it is, but I don't want my kids to be the snotty kids or the kids with earwax or the kids with like boogers or shit in their teeth. When they don't, I have toothbrushes and toothpaste in the car because if you forgot to brush your teeth before we left, you're brushing them before we go to school. I don't care. You're going to brush them in the fucking car and you're going to spit outside. I don't give a damn.
Okay. So this is funny. Growing up, I've always been like a person that everything has its own place. Like you don't put things where they don't belong, but my dad raised me that way. Mm-hmm. Julie, however, is the most disorganized fucking person that you will ever meet in your entire life.
Maybe that's why her and I would get along, because I'm also that way.
And like you might find toothbrushes in the kitchen sink where like utensils belong, or like you might – I used to tell her, if I open up this kitchen drawer and I find a pair of your panties, like that's a wrap. Like no, that is not where this goes. And she would put Chase and Savannah's toothbrush and toothpaste in a drawer in the kitchen. And they would come downstairs, eat breakfast, and then she would make them brush their teeth in the kitchen with their toothbrush and their toothpaste. And my dad would always – it would be like a big argument in our house of like, why the fuck am I opening this drawer and seeing like kids' toothpaste and gunk and whatever in the fucking kitchen? And like, why are they spitting in the kitchen sink? It's just gross. And I feel like that's something that you would do.
Yes, because I would rather make sure their teeth are brushed and be disorganized than for them to go to school and have not brushed their teeth.
No, it's just called rules. And it's like, go to the fucking bathroom and brush your teeth. And like, we're not leaving. So if you're tardy, bro, that's on you, because you're brushing your teeth.
This reminds me, and I didn't anticipate talking about this, but I probably have it saved somewhere. So I will, if I do have it saved, I'll send it or post it. This mom was talking about hacks that make her life easier. She was talking about like, she has 6 children. These are things that make her life easier. And one of them was, so toothbrushes in the kitchen, to me, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. For you, you're like, fuck no, go upstairs. She said that she doesn't do towels in the house. She only does the terry cloth robes, and each kid has their own color so that she's not washing 100 towels and everyone knows their designated color. All swimsuit stuff, like for multiple children, obviously you don't have this problem, go in the same drawer in the house, like in a location in the house, because she never wants to hear somebody, one of their kids, say that they can't find their bathing suit, they can't find this, they can't find that. It's all in a central location, whether it be her room or a living room drawer or whatever, that is where all the bathing suits for everybody go. Yeah. And there's a couple other things.
I love the ideas, but that sounds very much like dysfunctional survival mode mom. And that is
me.
Not me. Like I am not bending on certain things because everything has a place that it's supposed to go. For example, another QVC purchase that I purchased for my garage is a bin. And Jackson's like, oh, what's going in that bin? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I just ordered it because it was like kind of like chic looking and would look nice in the garage or like on the back porch, but maybe I'll put balls in it. Maybe I'll whatever. And I was thinking like that would probably be great to put like towels and like swimsuits. So if he was just like running in and like, hey mom, I want to like go to the pool real quick, he could just grab it from there and not have to go upstairs. But I would lose sleep over that. Like knowing that there were towels like in my garage, even in a bin, knowing that they could like be getting dusty and particles on them. No. So for those, reasons alone, absolutely not. Okay. Next question. Wow. This is going to probably cause clickbait, but cool. Thanks, Kristen. You're getting married, but you can only choose from your exes who your lifelong partner is going to be. Who do you choose?
Okay, we can only choose from our exes?
Yeah, you can only choose from your exes.
Okay.
I already know who you're choosing. And
I don't know who I'm choosing. You might know before I do. Who? Whisper it. Whisper it.
Jose Mariquin.
Why? That was the first person that came to my mind, but not because I love him, but because it would be the most
functional.
Functional. And least chaotic. There might be a lot of animosity and some resentment because we don't know how to I know now how to handle things and he doesn't, in my opinion. But yeah, that would be like the most functional.
I can see the articles right now of Coffee Convo's host say that they would be with their ex-husbands. again.
Because you also would choose your ex-husband?
I would. Mainly because we, even though we dysfunctionally sometimes did 12 years of life together, we still did 12 years of life together. So it would be like the most familiar. And we learned how to run away from each other. So I right. could still like coexist and it would be functional because we co-parent functionally. So
and I'm we like, also just know what to expect in dealing with that person. So like now I feel like enough time has passed that I have done enough of my own self-growth that I would know how to not react to certain things that I used to react to.
Same.
So I would be able to be a lot more versatile. I don't think versatile is the right word. I would be more – not go with the flow either, but like I would be able to handle things in a much healthier way.
Yep.
Not react to certain things. Divide and conquer was a big thing for us. That was something that we did. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I can also see right now we should pitch a show where we try to live with our ex-husbands for like a week.
Imagine.
Could you imagine like what that would be like?
No.
They would either like us more or hate us more.
I would probably end up on the show on ID channel somewhere.
You would be on – no, I was thinking America's Most Wanted. That's what I was thinking.
Coffee Combos podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep. While you're listening to us talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more.
So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month saving of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. I'm Lindsay Chrisley. Join me for The Southern Tea. It's a weekly heart-to-heart from this Southern girl and boy mom who's just trying to navigate life. Nothing is off limits. I talk about it all. Life, career, family, motherhood, faith, and everything in between. It's an ongoing conversation, and I can promise you one thing. I'm spilling tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. So listen to and follow The Southern Tea now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Kale, do you want to know where all the spring savings are this year?
I already know, Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price.
Get all you need for outdoor entertaining, like melamine dishware. I absolutely love shopping their outdoor stuff.
It's perfect. And there's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Okay. What is one thing that you would love to achieve in your life, personal or business?
I want to go to law school so bad.
That is also – has always been a dream of mine, even before Legally Blonde and Elle Woods was, like, popular. I have always wanted to do that, thought that I would until it got time to do it. And then I kind of was like, you know what, guess I'm going to get married because I'm in love and I'm going to have a kid because I'm in love and I just, like, want a mini. And then I had all of that and then – got on reality TV and now I'm 33 years old and I feel like I have successes that I'm proud of, but at the same time, I feel like I missed out on something that like I really wanted to do for my whole life.
Agreed. I the more time goes on, the more I want to go to law school. Also, the more time goes on, the more I think that it's possible. I think it's possible. If both of us wanted to do it, we could do it. And you know what's funny is I said that to the boys the other day, and I think it was Lincoln. Was it Lincoln or Isaac? One of them said to me, but you're about to be 31. And I looked at him and I said, there are people who are 50 years old that go back to college. I said, you don't ever have to stop going to college if you don't want to, or you can never stop educating yourself if you don't want to. And you can go back to college at any time. And I don't think they realized that. I think they thought that you have to go to college right after high school.
Yeah. I mean, on that topic, I have a whole big opinion about this. If you don't know what you want to do coming out of high school, I feel like everybody should just get their business degree. Or just not go until you know for sure what you want to do. Because I hate seeing people going to school, getting a degree for something that is not usable in a way that they end up doing something else.
Right.
You know, like there's certain specific degrees that's like, that doesn't really apply. Like you would have been much better off if you would have known what you were going to end up doing, just getting a business degree.
Right. One of my baby dads has a bachelor's degree in kinesiology.
What the fuck's that?
I always thought kinesiology was like physical therapy type of stuff. Yeah. But I think his specific degree, he has to correct me if I'm wrong. If anyone's listening and graduated from anywhere in Delaware that does kinesiology, I'm pretty sure in order for him to actually use his degree in his field, he would have to go get a master's to actually do kinesiology. And I don't actually – I thought it was like physical therapy, but I don't actually know what it is. Like I have no idea. So like something like that is like you can't use that as widely and for as many things as like I could use my communications degree. I could use my communications degree and go do a ton of different things, whether it's PR, you know, radio, TV, film, you know, I can use it for, I use it every day podcasting, you know, like networking and getting to know people from podcast one, things like that. Like I, let me look up what kinesiology even is because I don't, he doesn't use it.
One thing that I would like to achieve is, and this is going to probably sound small to some people, but I want to be held accountable by this community, by you, and also my therapist is holding me accountable, is not just saying my boundaries, but adhering to them and enforcing them.
That's definitely something that I want to do too.
Because I can say all the things in the world that I have a boundary, I have this, I have that, but if I'm not making people stick to those or, what is it called? Like, adhere to what my boundaries are and I'm not calling them out on it or I'm allowing it, then it's not really a boundary.
Right. Right. And can't really complain. Like at some point you have to acknowledge that, okay, I'm not being solution oriented. I'm not doing something that would change the complaint. You know what I mean? So kinesiology, it says the purpose, kinesiologists study the biomechanical processes of the body, exploring how managing those processes can contribute to human health. They prescribe exercise-related practices as medicine for their clients. So it's essentially holders of a kinesiology degree can become athletic trainers, strength and conditioning coaches. They're great for students who want to work in the medical field or become physical therapists. So... He can't, as far as I know, I don't think he can, I mean, he might be able to use a bachelor's degree, but he's not.
That's just an example of what I'm talking about. Like you would just be better off if you are for sure, if you're not dedicated in doing what you're going to school for, then you should just get a general business degree.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Next question. Do you make the boys their lunches and can you make some reels with ideas if so? Also was just talking about this with one of my friends the other day about how the kids either love school lunch or they hate school lunch or they're a flip-flopper. Like Jackson will get tired of getting the same thing in his lunchbox. So then he'll say, oh, I want school lunch. But the problem is he'll get school lunch and he doesn't eat it. So I'm like, I want to make sure that you're getting something that you're actually eating. And I lied to Jackson and told him that I have a spy in the lunchroom that watches him throw away his food. And I told him about how wasteful it is and like how he should feel so fortunate that he even has lunch. And, you know, like throwing away food is just like a disgrace. And like, you should not do that. You should eat. And now he's very good about telling me now that I have the air fryer, I can make him some little chicken nuggets in the morning and put them in there.
Yeah, I have definitely packed chicken nuggets for the kids and put them in like a hot thing. Lux is a flip-flopper. He has recently told me he's back on packing lunches because he doesn't eat the school lunches, and he's been telling me that he won't eat them. Mm-hmm. So I've been packing his lunch. He specifically asks for a Wawa sandwich, or if I make it for him, he wants a turkey and cheese with mayo. Lincoln has always been like he wants school lunch. He doesn't care. Isaac, if he wants to pack his lunch, he packs his own lunch. I used to pack it for him, but now he's old enough that he likes to pack his own stuff. And then sometimes he does buy lunch as well. I don't necessarily have any good ideas for lunches that I can make reels with, but if I do think of any, I will do a reel.
I literally laugh so hard when I go on and see like the bento box moms.
I do have bento boxes. Do we use them? Absolutely the fuck not.
No, but it's so funny. It's like you see these bento box moms and it's like they're like rolling out sushi and they're like cutting up all these vegetables and shit. And I'm like, no,
my kid's
you
not
literally
that.
Just got blue whatever flavor Takis and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a pack of pudding and an applesauce squeeze pack and a Capri Sun. Like that's what was in my kid's lunchbox. I will say one of the worst things to do is to convince yourself that you're going to have time to do all of that in the morning before school.
Do it the night before.
Always do it the night before and always put it in the refrigerator. Even if you don't want to do it the night before, I can promise you, you want to do it less in the morning before you're walking out the door.
100%. I can, because I'm not, I will, at some point, I will be one of those moms that wakes up significantly, like at least an hour before my kids wake up. At some point I will be that mom, but right now I'm not. And so I have absolutely pure chaos in the mornings, and I will not be packing lunches in the mornings, excuse me, or doing any of that crazy stuff in the morning. I will always be doing that night before.
Okay. I need a couple of rapid fire questions answered by you.
Okay.
What is the most important lessons that you feel like that you have learned in your 31 years on this earth?
Everything that I'm about to say is going to be cliche, but it is so fucking true, is that what people do has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them and what they're going through. Same thing about their thoughts and what they say. It's a reflection of them. It's not a reflection of you. I don't care how awful of a person you are to somebody. I mean, that might have something to do with it, but you get what I'm saying. Like at the end of the day, that is what they have going on. I'm still struggling with keeping up with the Joneses. I'm struggling with that a lot. I don't think that I fully learned that yet. You know, when we all die, no one is going to remember me for the things that I have, or, you know, so-and-so had this, but Kale didn't. People aren't going to think like that. And I don't think that people think like that now. Mm-hmm. And I think lastly is that I truly am my worst critic. So I should stop listening to the negative things that people say to me, because at the end of the day, I'm harder on me and I've been through more than people can even imagine. So like, why am I listening to these other people when I'm harder on myself? I don't need to hear it from someone else.
I was just about to say that the next statement that I'm going to say applies to the last two things that you said, keeping up with the Joneses and being hard on yourself. I think a part of the keeping up with the Joneses is it is toxic, if not controlled, the competition with yourself. I don't compete with anybody. I compete with me. And that can be a dangerous game sometimes, because I know what my abilities are and I know that I have big goals, and the competition with myself sometimes can truly be more toxic than competing with someone else or something else that I'm seeing. I do think that I have kind of mastered competing with anyone else. Like, I don't care what anybody else does.
I've noticed that when I'm not doing something, like, for example, I want to go to law school really bad, but I'm not other than podcasting and being a mom, I'm not doing anything for myself right now. And during those times is when I'm worried about keeping up with the Joneses, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's when I'm looking at who's doing what do I need to be doing better? And in some ways it can be healthy because it's like, okay, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. I want to surround myself with people who are doing things business-wise or making, you know, progress in their lives and, you know, doing big things. But when I'm looking at what they buy and things that they have versus like what they're doing and how they're elevating themselves, that's when it becomes really toxic. Mm-hmm. And so I think right now I'm in a season where I need to find something either hobby-wise or job-wise that is separate from podcasting, social media, everything, which in my opinion, I think could be law school for me. And I really need to hone in and focus on that so that I'm not worried about what the next person is doing.
I find it's very toxic when you are competing with what you think other people have, because you have to remember that what you think they have, you're not a part of their financial life, you know? So what they might appear to have might not actually be what they have. And so you have to be very careful of that. And I think that it's good to look up to certain people and be like, you know what, they've really accomplished X, Y, and Z. If I hold down what I'm doing and I'm going on my own journey and I'm accomplishing these things for myself, I can also get to there. But I think that some people get in this mindset of, I need to copy what that person's doing so that I can get to the same place that they are. And that is a toxic thing. Like,
agreed.
I only want to do what I want to do. And when I look at my life, I'm like, okay, does this fit in my life and the direction that I feel like I'm going? Because at this point, if it doesn't, I don't care about it. Like, that might be a goal for someone else, but it doesn't fit in where I'm at in my current life.
Right.
So maybe right. we'll go to law school. I will just tell you that like,
well, I already went down a rabbit hole for LSAT tests, and they have one in June and one in December. December allegedly has more of a curve, mm-hmm. and June LSAT testing has proven to be the toughest. So originally I was going to pay the 215 and do the June one. But now I think I'm going to wait a little bit and do the December one. Cause I was like, what happens if I fail? Like, how long do I have to wait to take it again? Because the college right here by me just opened their law program, which before the closest law program was in Pennsylvania, which was close to a 2-hour drive. So it would not be possible for me for a long time.
Should we both like start studying and both take it in December?
Yes. And so should Kristen.
But we're not going to compare scores. Like we can tell each other scores.
Yes.
But we're not
going to
compare scores.
Agreed. We will absolutely not compare scores because I am not a good test taker. So,
Okay. Well, maybe that's something that we will do. I just want to say also, I think something really good that you can do for yourself is invest in self-care things, you know?
Yeah.
If you're saving and you want to feel good, me going, getting my eyebrows tinted and waxed and my lashes lifted and tinted is a self-care thing for me. And it's honestly a hobby. Like,
I love that for you.
Me investing in self-care, I'm like, yes, ma'am. That is my hobby time. Okay. How do you think your trip is going to go? What excursions are you most exciting for? Are you most excited for? And I just want to know ahead of time, because also when you get back, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Okay. So I have, I think, at least 5 excursions planned so far. One of them is
already
kayaking. One of them is snorkeling, I think, in Thailand. I'm definitely going to go watch the girls shoot ping pongs out of their kitties, because I feel like if I'm in Thailand and that's like a staple there, then I definitely need to experience that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to an elephant sanctuary, which is not one that you ride the elephants, because those ones are supposed to be like not really great and not good for the elephants. So basically just like hanging out in their space, but not riding them or anything. And then allegedly part of this excursion specifically, you make paper out of their poop.
No, I'm glad I'm not on this trip. This sounds too much exploring for me. And it's honestly just like exploring things that I never need to know.
I need to know if this is something that they do regularly or, like, I just have so many questions.
I
have to do it.
Lindsay, you can take 2 weeks off of work and go on a trip and you literally came at me and said, we're going to make paper out of elephant turds, I would be fucking pissed.
I can't wait.
No, like, no. Okay. No. I think one of the most interesting things that's going to happen is the ping pong balls flying out of the kitties. I think that's going to be a very interesting thing. I'm not sure that I would want to be in that room. I would like to see a video. Because the thought of a ping pong ball hitting me from someone's coochie gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Please. Okay. Someone asked what ways I have seen you grow and change since 2017. And I feel like that's like such an open-ended question because I just feel like it's so much. I feel like when we met, it feels like forever ago. You were in such a different life phase. And I feel like you've been through a divorce since then. You had another baby dad since then. You navigate co-parenting way differently since then. You truly started investing not only like your time, but your energy in therapy. And so I think that that's just changed a lot. I feel like you're still slightly disorganized, but way more organized than you were when we met. And I feel like you're in such a better place mentally, even with more children. I feel like you're in such a better place mentally and you can compartmentalize and place things in boxes where they belong. Whereas it just seemed like way more chaotic when we first met.
I definitely agree with the last statement that you just made. Compartmentalizing is something not everybody can do all the time. And sometimes you have to learn how to do it over time. But like there was a time where I would mesh everything together and it was just chaotic. But like now I feel like I try my best to like put things away, let myself feel how I feel in during an appropriate time instead of bringing it everywhere. You know what I mean?
And career-wise, I just feel like you've grown so much. Like who would have ever thought in 2017 that you would have 3 successful podcasts, be off of reality TV? Because I can remember at one point that you couldn't see beyond that because it was what you knew.
I always said I was going to ride it until the wheels fell off.
Yeah. And how good is it to be able to leave something and you choose that versus someone else choosing that for you?
110%. And that was something that Chelsea would tell me too, because I would talk to her about that decision and she was like, Hale, leave the show on your own terms. Like, I mean, that was her biggest advice. She's like, it might feel weird at first, but that was her biggest piece of advice to me was to, you know, she told me how scary it would be, but also how liberating it would be to leave on my own terms because it was something that I wanted to, not because I was forced out, not because I got kicked out, not because the show ended or got canceled. It was because I personally was ready to go. My kids were ready to go, you know, things like that. And so it feels really good now to say that I'm not more successful because I do owe a huge portion of my life to being thankful for the opportunity, but also, you know, my livelihood is the podcast. And that feels so good knowing that people have supported me in this journey, and have made that possible, that I have been able to leave the show and be in a place where I could still financially continue.
And to just think, before we get into foul play, I want to end on this. To think that Kale was hesitant to podcast.
I did not. I was so nervous. So shout out to Lindsay Christley because you knew what was up. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here at all. So, I mean, and I've said that in multiple interviews. I'm like, Lindsay was the reason why I started podcasting.
You guys, it was not an easy feat. And the bitch was crazy.
But
I
can't.
I can't believe when I think back just from where we started to now, it almost makes me feel like I need to shit myself because I'm like, wow, we really, like, we did that.
This is like, we did that. Yeah, we did. Yeah. I mean, how crazy though. Like I don't even think you could have known how well, I mean, maybe you did, maybe, but like how well things would go. And obviously we've had our bumps in the road. We've had, you know, all kinds of things happen in the six years?
Yeah, I think 6 years. Yeah. And
it just doesn't feel like that's so crazy. 6 years is a long time.
Yeah. Will's like, y'all been on your bullshit for a long time.
For a long time. Okay, okay, let's do foul play. Okay. Let me set the scene. I started at a new job and one of my new coworkers I'd gone to high school with, and we reconnected there. He left a very long-term relationship for me, and work was pretty awkward because a lot of guys knew the ex. So a bunch of people from work decided to go to a popular bar/club in the area for someone's birthday. This was the first time me and this guy were going out together, let alone with my new fellow coworkers as well. All was fun. I was drinking and we had Ubered there. Someone bumped into me and cracked my vape, so I was super upset, and another coworker said, here, use mine. Well, it was good old Mary Jane, which I can't tolerate. I immediately felt sick and threw up everywhere in front of the 10 plus new coworkers and my new man. New man had me sit with another coworker, literally the hottest guy ever, while he got paper towels to clean me up. I then proceeded to straight vomit on the hot coworker. Oh, I was so wasted. I left the bar in a cami and I left the bar in a cami and I'm a very conservative dressing person. Once we got back to the new man's truck, he was sober. I laid in the back seat as he drove to my house. I vomited all over his truck. Mm. Mind you, this was our first night out together. We got to my house and he showered me off and put me to bed and stayed up cleaning his truck. This was 4 years ago and my coworkers still remind me. I was mortified. 5 years and 2 kids later, he puts a trash can by my side of the bed anytime I have a drink. If he cleans up your vomit and isn't embarrassed by you, he's a keeper. Oh, wow. Had my share of men clean up my vomit, aka Malik, aka Elijah, and neither of them were because I was drinking. But also, I agree. If they clean up your throw up without batting an eye, they are a true winner/keeper.
Yeah, I feel like a good indication. Like, you should never make decisions regarding men until you have had a stomach virus, a shitting bug. Mm-hmm. A migraine, like those are all very important things and how they handle that situation. I've been in two situations, one of which they cleaned up my throw up and I'm like, you're a G for that. The other, I'll say the other one was Will, and he would deliver things to my bedside table, like toast and like, you know, like drinks, make me a drink, like whatever. I don't think Will ever cleaned up my throw up, and I don't think I ever shit without multiple doors closed around him in 10 years of marriage, but that's a whole nother story for another day. I did just want to say, we're in this person typing or writing in, left a long-term relationship for someone else. It bothers me now.
Because she said, he left a very long-term relationship for me and work was pretty awkward. Okay, wait. So you're saying that bothers you, that someone left their relationship for her, or in life that bothers you?
Well, I mean, in life it bothers me. So it bothers me in that situation.
Right.
But it didn't bother me until probably within the last year. I am a firm believer that you shouldn't leave any relationship to get into another one. I feel like you should fully like close all of those doors before opening another, because I just think that there's so much that growth that happens when you allow yourself the time between one thing to the next and you're able to put things in proper perspective. I know that that's not realistic in all situations, and stuff happens in life and everything's not so clear cut. But just for me, moving forward, I would not get into something new without something old being closed.
That's fair. I think that's a fair statement.
And I have always been told, my nanny always said growing up, you will leave them how you found them. And
like, you'll lose them how you get them.
Yeah. So I'm very, that never meant anything to me growing up until literally within the last year.
Well, that's like the question that you asked me about, like, the lessons that I've learned in 31 years. Mm-hmm. It's always the cliche shit that we've heard growing up. And like, I've said this before, but like, especially the comment of like, you know, what they say about you is a reflection of them.
Yep.
Or, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. And it didn't make sense to me until I was an adult and I was going through like real shit as an adult that I fully understood what that meant. Like hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
When you, and same thing for relationships, like you just said, a lot of times, like you leave a relationship because of X, Y, and Z, you meet somebody else, you were going to leave that person for the same reason, or they're going to leave you for whatever reason they left their last. Mm-hmm. So I do agree with that. I mean, sometimes it works out and sometimes it's, you know, people get lucky, but overall I agree with Nanny and you leave them. How does it, what you, did she say?
You leave them how you found them.
Yeah.
Back to this person though. Yes. If they clean up your puke, they're probably a keeper. Also I would just be mortified. And I also want to say before the next foul play, I haven't heard the word cami used in a long time and I miss it.
I love camis. I think bralettes are the new camis.
Yeah.
Okay. It was my 21st birthday, and in true 21-year-old fashion, I got hammered. I was so drunk that my friends had me back home by 10 p.m. My boyfriend at the time was just as drunk, and we started to play around. I tend to be a little extra frisky with some alcohol in
me.
Don't
we all?
Anyway, I was giving him head when, out of nowhere, I threw up on his dick.
Is this you, Kale?
No, I wasn't done, so I grabbed the blanket, wiped it off real quick, and finished the job. He had no clue until I told him the next day when he asked why the blanket was crispy. Yep, we still use the blanket to sleep. Did I say I was hammered?
Was that you writing in?
No, I was pregnant on my 21st.
Okay. All of this is like a very typical 21st birthday situation. I feel like it's very okay to be that drunk by 10 p.m. on your 21st. I think it's also okay to say that you're extra frisky with some alcohol in you. I'm saying all of these things to say, these are my experiences. I've never given head and threw up on a dick, so I leave that one to Kale. if I did do that and I puked on a dick and it puke got on the blanket and I woke up and not only did I puke on the person's dick, but then they had a crispy blanket to wake up to, just off me.
The crispy blanket took me out.
It took me out.
The crispy blanket was like, but I have been there. Like I, maybe not with throw up, but well, at least not my own throw up. I have absolutely slept in piss. I've slept in, you know,
what?
Baby throw up. Yeah. Like if one of my toddlers is in the bed and then they piss and I'll just throw a towel over it and then I'll sleep in that spot.
Okay. I will confess that time that Georgia puked on the bed. It was so, so late in the night. And I was like, fuck you for this. I'm just going to put a towel on over it. And then it was on the other side of the bed. So like, that's fine. So that's,
yeah,
that's understandable. If I puked on a dick, everybody's getting cleaned up because like, I feel bad that I even did that to someone. Like they need to go and severely like wash themselves also.
Oh,
like they need to be alerted that I have projectile vomited on their dick and like I'm going to tell them so they don't get like an infection. Like that's just not happening. So
right.
Just want to say that. And I feel sorry for whoever's dick you also puked on. You should apologize.
I've definitely puked on one before. So no shade, no shame, no shade. I understand.
I think I'm going to go actually to the grocery store and get some salad kits. I know that you're not a big fan of the enchilada. But I am.
Lindsay, shut the fuck up. Why are you like this?
That's what I'm going to do. And I just wish you well in Thailand. I hope that no pussy balls hit you. I hope that you have fun playing and shit. And we'll see you whenever you get back. If you guys have not followed us on at Coffee Convos Podcast on Instagram, follow us there. Follow us on TikTok. Also subscribe to us. If you haven't subscribed to us, what the fuck are you doing? Find us on any podcast app, always first at Podcast One. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
See ya.
all month long on Pluto TV. Stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Kale, do you want to know where all the spring savings are this year?
I already know. Ross, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price.
Get all you need for outdoor entertaining, like melamine dishware. I absolutely love shopping their outdoor stuff.
It's perfect, and there's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand-name shirts.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.